These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
In our work as podcasters, we interview hundreds of people in many different situations. Sometimes you find a common need that transcends borders. Something very surprising. If you were poor and had nothing, what would you want most? Emily Franconan interviewed Francis Dixon from Adopt-A Village in Guatemala. With the help of Mike McComb from Yakum, I interviewed Sonia Yumbo in the Quechua village in Ecuador. Two different people, two different continents, one common request.
My name is Francis Dixon. I'd arrived in the midst of a civil war, and it was not just any old civil war. This was a war of genocide. It was a war of genocide against Guatemala's indigenous people. The peace accords were signed in 1996, and I had been working in a small village for 7 years, and basically it was kind of like marking time for the end of that war, because I knew there were tens of thousands of refugees that had fled to Mexico, United States, Canada, more of them hidden in the mountains. And I knew that when the war ended, most of them would come back. And really, that's where my focus and my desire was to help the returning refugees. And when that day came, I set out with a couple of staff people close to the Mexican border where they were coming back and began to meet with the village leaders. And all I saw was this unbelievable need. People had walked back from Mexico. The dad had a machete in his hand. The baby, the mother had a baby on her back and a couple in holding on to her hands. They had a few clothes. They had a little bag of corn seed so that they could begin planting new crops of food, and maybe one or two sheets of plastic, flimsy plastic. And they would pitch that as kind of a roof to keep the rain off when they slept on the ground at night. So all I could think was, well, let's see now, they need food, they need water, that kind of thing. No, they told me over and over again, we want education for our children. And they were willing to sacrifice everything. Any offers of food, of water, clean water, the whole thing. No, they wanted education. Well, I mean, I have to tell you, I was kind of stunned. But it was so important to them.
Today we are in the ceremonial area in the Sacha-Washa Community Center, part of the Quechua people. It's an open building with half-high bamboo walls, dirt floors, a palm roof, and a fire pit. Even though it's late afternoon and the temperature is around 80 degrees, they lit a fire in the fire pit and were gathered around wooden tables and chairs to talk. Everyone is wearing rubber boots, part of the Amazonian fashion. We're speaking with the leaders of the community, mostly young women, and Jose Yambo, the president of the community. Mike McComb, the head of Yakum, a nonprofit that works to protect indigenous forests, has been working with the community for years. We're here to see how Rotary District 5110 and the Kumbaya Rotaract Club in Ecuador might be able to help. Mike speaks all three languages, so he's doing double duty as a translator today. Actually, it's triple duty because Mike is also the tour guide. We ask Sonia Yambo what the community needs the most.
Mi nombre es Sonia Yumbo. Pues no tienen esos ingresos económicos que cada padre de familia dar ese estudio. Entonces necesitamos que nos ayuden buscando becas para los universitarios, para los colegios y escuela, y tengan sus estudios. Y pues de ahí que nos ayuden también buscando.
kids in their studies. A lot of them don't have enough money to help their kids economically with studying in elementary school or high school. And so they're looking for a long-term project that would support them financially so they can help their kids get through school. So they're looking for a long-term, sustainable project.
Want to know the rest of the story? Listen in to our two different podcast series from two different countries.
That was an excerpt from the upcoming series, Service Above Self. Want to know the rest of the story? Listen for more details in an upcoming episode about the plight of these Maya communities who were displaced by over three decades of a brutal civil war that ended 25 years ago. While the effects still linger, the hope for a better life that education brings to their children is a small but powerful impact of the education and literacy programs provided by Adopt a Village in Guatemala. Find out more at adoptavillage.com. That is adoptavillage, all one word, .com. Hasta próxima vez.
Find out more about the Nutritional Forest Project in the Ecuadorian Amazon and how the Quechua people are taking control of their own destiny. How the youth in the village, the city, and two different countries are joining together to save the Amazon, preserve their future, and feed the communities. There's so much more to these stories. Come along for the journey. We hope they move you and inspire you to action.
There is so much need out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help? Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.